Back on our Wood County Hospital postgame show, Bowling Green falls to Akron tonight by a count of 81-79. BGSU head coach Michael Huger joins us here courtside. And coach, this was a game that didn't have many runs, unlike a lot of your games this year. 27 lead changes, so this game was about as back and forth as a game can be. From your vantage point, what were some of the reasons your team was unable to seize any real momentum?
We didn't play defense the way we should have. As a unit, we got straight line driven the whole night. We gave up threes. We weren't tough enough defensively, and they beat us.
Coach, another stat to look at. We thought you could have a good night rebounding, and you did overall with a 34-26 lead. But 9 second chance points seemed like maybe some of those offensive rebounds you got, enough of them didn't get converted, I guess, in the big picture, although you had opportunities.
Weren't tough enough on that end either, and that's it. I mean, if we're not going to be tough enough on both ends, it's going to be a long night. And they did a great job, and we didn't.
We knew coming into the game, Coach, that Akron would have to go small out of necessity with just one big. You didn't take enough advantage of it when you had the ball. In other words, to score against their small lineup. Did it work out enough for you that way?
It wasn't about the offense. It was about the defense. We weren't able to get the stops that we needed when they went small. We knew what he was going to do. We told him what Utome was going to do. He hit us up for 29 points. And, you know, he scored on all of us. He scored on all of our guys the whole time. He did what he wanted to do. And that was the difference in the game. We weren't able to defend. It's hard. You can't put it in any simpler than that. I mean, any questions that you ask me right now is going to go right back to the defense. Everything starts with our defense and ends with our defense. And we weren't very good defensively tonight. We gave up 81 points to a team that averages 70 points. So that tells you right there our defense was nowhere to be found today. And, we got to go back and fix it and get ready for Kent State.
Another area where we thought maybe you would have the advantage, as you did the first game, was the free throw line. But tonight you only get there 23 times, a little more than half you did the first time. Were they able to change their defense to not send you to the line as much? What was the culprit there?
We shot too many jump shots. We just wanted to shoot jump shots and not drive them. And once we started to drive them, we got fouled, and then we missed one-on-ones, and we missed two free throws here and two free throws there, and it adds up. So we actually had more opportunities, but a couple of these were front ends of one-on-ones.
Coach, clearly a tough loss here tonight on your home floor, and I know this group has shown a lot of resilience through the year, and right now is one of those times you're going to have to call on that with the trip to Kent coming up Saturday and this mishmash of teams in the middle of the Mid-American Conference standings. And now it's all about getting back on track Saturday.
Yes, we got to be able to bounce back, but it's going to go right back to the defense. We got to be able to defend Kent State. They're big, they're physical. It's the opposite of what we had tonight against Akron. Akron is very scrappy, and we didn't take advantage of what we're supposed to. And we got to get ready for Kent State. They're going to be big. They're going to be physical. They're going to want to beat us. We beat them here at home, down 19 and came back. We can't have that happen on the road. We got to be able to defend much better.
Also, Coach, tonight the 14 turnovers led to 15 Akron points, and was part of that also the small lineup versus the small lineup? Or what did Akron do to turn you over a few times?
Those were our turnovers. That wasn't Akron's defense. That was our bad decisions on offense that turned us over. So that's all us. They didn't do anything special to turn it over. We just turned it over.
Coach, obviously a frustrating night. We appreciate you joining us here courtside, and hopefully get back on track Saturday.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger joining us here at Stroh Center. Final score, Akron 81, Bowling Green 79.